There goes Chili Peps, classic rock redefined. It is the Dog and Joe Show on a Friday. And I think we were taught this in school. Joe and I have discussed this on the radio numerous times and even have had listeners call me names because I've disagreed with it.
With a setup like that, man, this can only be one thing.
Oh, do you know what it is?
I do. Everything you've ever talked about.
Come on, that's not what I'm talking about. Talking about baldness. I'm talking about baldness. You know, we always have the discussion, and we've talked about it. Everyone was always under the impression that the bald gene comes from the mom.
Yeah, it does.
And it doesn't. It does not. It does not. They say even though modern folklore and even some limited scientific studies have suggested that the mother side of the family is largely responsible for the genetic gene that causes all this to happen or not to happen, it's not true. In fact, as they study it more and more, they say it's a combination of both sets of genes.
Mommy and dad.
Yeah. Okay. And I read this, and don't ask me why, because I'm not vain. My hair, it can fall out. I've been watching it go down the drain for I don't know how many years. Slips in between your toes. You know, you're in the shower. Bloop, there it goes.
There goes another piece.
Yeah, bye-bye, fishy. You know, whatever. It falls out. I don't need my hair back. I don't care. If I had a choice... Oh, okay. I'd say yeah.
Given a choice, you'd take a little hair up there, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah. I'm not going to go out searching for some sort of elixir or tonic, and you know, I'm not going to stick my head inside like a wood chipper with black paint on it that'll rejuvenate the follicles.
One would assume, though, if you just grab yourself a can of that spray-on hair, you might be happy with it. That doesn't take much time.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, too. Like, let's say you're going to go out, you're going to spray all that hair on, and you got like a brand new hat.
Yeah.
That's light in color. You know, you got all your spray-on hair, then you put your hat on. You take your hat off. Oh, whoops-a-daisy. All my hair's stuck in my hat. That would look awesome.
Or you spray your hair on before you put your shirt on for the evening.
And you know me, I wear a lot of white t-shirts. Oh.
So then you put your shirt on, and now you've got back hair. Because it's stuck to the entire back of your t-shirt.
Yeah, hello, ladies. Yeah, what do you think that is? Yes, I'm a skunk.
Did you draw on your head with black magic marker? No, that was my hair, but I forgot to put my shirt on first.
Yeah, because you know what happens when you put your deodorant on? Yeah. You ever get that? You get that deodorant at the edge of your shirt, you know?
Yeah.
The same thing would happen if you put your hair on before your shirt, man. You would look like a giant a-hole, wouldn't you?
That's why you don't see a lot of balding men when they go out for the weekend with hats and... you know, sock caps on, yeah. Whatnot, hoodies.
T-shirts and stuff. You're at the bar there, you're sitting there with your drink, checking out the ladies, you got your hair all over your shirt.
I gotta tell you, when I was going out, getting ready to go out to the city, once I remember to put that shirt on first. Should have been step two.
Lots of guys, lots of women, you know, they're trying to find this miracle cure. I'm not one of them. I don't care. It's gone, whatever. But I saw this last night, and I don't know why it perked my interest. But what the article said was this, the headline, and I just clicked on it. The only things that actually cure baldness, according to science. When you put the according to science on there, you're like, okay.
You listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This isn't like, hey, my name's Carl, and these are my favorite things that work. No. When you say science, man, that levels up.
Well, when you put according to science on an article like this, it doesn't get a guy like me to listen.
No.
Read.
No.
But a guy like you?
Yeah.
Sure, you'll read it.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, you know what? I got a few seconds to kill. I'll bite. I'll clickbait this.
Does it sound believable once you've read it?
So these are the things, okay? These are the only things that can cure baldness. One is Rogaine. There's one.
Okay.
And it works in 30 to 40% of the patients.
And we do know that. That's been proven.
The other one is Propecia.
Okay, we do know that.
Okay, we know that. And it says here that starts working 6 to 8 months. But both of these, the Rogaine is a spray topical. So
the Propecia, you're going to have to really get behind the business end of it if you were going to wait 6 to 8 months before it begins working.
Well, that's the pill you're taking. You're taking a pill with the Propecia, the Rogaine or Minoxidil, and that one, that's spray on. Both of these are long-term commitments. And as soon as you stop spraying the Rogaine on,
it quits.
Quits.
Really?
Yeah, same thing with the Propecia. You stop taking the tablet, well, it quits. And the thing with the Propecia is it can increase your breast size, decreases your sex, and it contributes to erectile dysfunction. So like I've always said, you got to kind of choose which, you know, head you want hair on. But it does those things, too.
Or the reason you're wanting to grow hair. So say, for the instance, the reason you're wanting to grow hair is to get dates and to get women. May want to stay away from that one.
Yeah, oh my God, you look like a lion. This full head of hair you have, you're like a beast. And she's sitting there stroking your mane. She's like, my God, though, you have no action down below the belt. What's wrong with you? You look like the biggest, burliest caveman man ever. But
not to mention, your breasts are larger than mine. I don't understand what's happening here.
And what's that? Is that an acorn in your pocket? Yeah, nothing's working downstairs, but oh my God, lustrous head of hair.
I've always wondered why when you take a propecia pill obviously with the Rogaine, you're just spraying it on the top of your head, but with a pill like propecia, why don't you grow hair like a Bigfoot? So if you're taking
why isn't it coming out of your feet everything?
A man has hair everywhere.
Yeah.
Why didn't our arm hair grow? Why didn't our face hair, our nose and ear, toe hair? Why didn't all that start growing?
I think that it might in certain areas, but I think what it does is it only works in the affected areas, meaning the stuff that's working there, the follicles or whatever that are good producing.
Yeah.
I think the medicine just works where your body's not.
Where it doesn't have hair. So a guy like you, it would work on your head.
Yeah.
And then also, a guy like you would work in an area where it would say work on my father, his shins and calves, the hair's been worn free from the sockage.
Yeah.
You got the same problem my dad does. And I guess I bet you a lot of men that wear socks that pull up for boots or construction workers, I bet a lot of men have that issue where their hair has been worn from their
leg
and calf.
You're stupid when saying that. I do not. I wear longer socks, but I do not. You act like I've got the lederhosen on or something. I don't pull my socks up below my knee.
Well, not anymore, because you've learned it's taking the hair from
it. No, I never did. I'd wear them halfway up the calf, and it. I don't know why the hair on my calves on the outer edge, it's bald.
I kid you. You know what that is. Only because my dad had it looked up. It's a blood flow thing.
It is not.
Yeah, that's what the doctor told him.
No, I asked the doctor about this, and I've told you this before. The doctor said no.
I know your doctor did, but my doctor told my dad that.
Okay, but your dad lives in Indiana. You think the medicine's all up to date in Indiana? There's a lot of stuff in Indiana that they're telling people that hasn't been true in like 80 years.
Truly, that could be true, but he also has hair on his head, so he's not losing it everywhere.
The doctor said, for the guys out there experiencing not only hair loss on their heads, I love getting old. I love having these conversations on the river.
Well, the last we had like this, we were both taking medication. This one here only involves you, thank God.
Yeah, the doctor told me the hair lossage on the calves. He said, look at your feet. He goes, look at the front of your calves, look at your legs, look at your toes. He said, if it's a circulatory issue, why aren't the parts below your calves?
You got hairy toes?
Yes. Yeah.
That's solid.
He said, if the circulation was an issue, you wouldn't have hair on the front of your shin and on your feet and on your toes. Your toes and feet are further from your heart.
What do you attribute it to then? Why have you lost the hair on your calf and front of leg? And I haven't.
It's not on the front of my leg. It's just on the side of my calf. I don't know why it comes off. And I don't.
You're not going to attribute it to socks?
No, I don't wear my socks up that high. I think it's from when I wear pants and I used to drive my stick shift, my clutch all the time.
You were clutching and shifting so hard and fast and furious that it wore the hair from your leg.
I don't know. Or it's some other sort of health effect that men go through. Maybe it's a decrease in testosterone and that's one of the first places it goes after it leaves your head. I don't know. But the doctor said that it's common, and he said it wasn't a circulation issue.
I don't think you've got a decrease in testosterone. I mean, you're aggressive.
Yeah, and I can show you. You want to see all the hair on my back?
Not particularly.
You want to see it all on my chest?
Is that because you forgot and put your shirt on after you sprayed your head today? I want to know someone who's done that. Who got their hair all sprayed up with that hairspray?
Yeah, and that's what happened to me, Joe. I hate you. Back to this study, though. This thing that made me read it. I'm reading it. The things that say that they cure baldness. And I'm going through it. I'm like, okay, I've heard of propecia. I've heard of the damn Rogaine. What's the other one? And this is where it just pissed me off.
Marijuana.
No.
Oh.
It says the only cure, the last thing, is to embrace baldness.
Oh, God.
Suck it up, buttercup. That's what it left me with.
Laugh at you like that. I saw a man post on his Facebook page the other day. He said, I used to wake up in the morning so angry at men with hair.
Dog and Joe.
Dog and